many, many, many years here at the hospital. Wow. What are you ready to retire? Or it's probably mixed feelings about this. Am I right?
Yes, mixed feelings, because it was a great place to work. I love Community Hospital, and they treat their employees so well. So that part, and saying goodbye to, you know, people that you work with that are your best friends, mm-hmm. It's just been very meaningful to work here. But I am ready to retire. I've got a lot of family obligations mm-hmm. right now, and so I think that'll keep me busy.
Travel plans? You know, people, when they retire, they always say, I want to travel. Is that in your plans as well?
Maybe a little bit. And I have a camper, and mm-hmm. so I'll probably do some camping. Bruce isn't really into that. So, and then I'd like to do more bicycling.
Right. Yeah. That's one of your loves, isn't it?
It is. Mm-hmm. It sure is. Yeah. Yeah. So, and I would like to do some traveling, but probably nothing super major mm-hmm. because of our family obligations right now. So,
yeah. So many years, and you've worked under so many administrators. I mean, gosh, that's where it really stands out, is all the administrators, once again, that you've worked under. Talk about that a little bit. Some great people, huh?
Yes. Yeah. I was a non-traditional student. I went to college a little bit right after high school, and then finished after Bruce and I were married and moved down here. I mean, there was a college here, obviously. So MCC was really beneficial in helping me finished my 4-year degree. And as soon as I got my degree, Gary Bagansky called me and wanted to hire me for marketing here at the hospital. So I started in 1990 and been here ever since.
Mm-hmm. Gary, Jim Ulrich, I mean, yes. Just some of the names that you've worked with for yeah. in the past, right?
Yeah, Gary, Jim Ulrich, and now Troy. And yep. So there really haven't been a lot of administrators here. It's been pretty steady. So
yeah, all the changes in the hospital and over there at the clinic, you've seen it all, haven't you?
Yeah, when I think about all the building and, you know, the projects and the additions that we've had. Mm-hmm. And when I started, it's interesting, but when I started, I didn't even have email. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So when I did a news release, you know, think of all the news releases that, yeah. you know, I've sent to you, Rich. Yes. But when I started, I had a computer so I could print out the news release. And then I would do photocopies and I had labels and then I would mail them out. Yeah. And so yeah. Nothing was quick back then.
Oh, how technology has come around and made it a lot easier, huh?
Yes. Yes. Definitely a lot easier. And that part has been really good.
A lot of good times, but of course, you know, some tough times. And I guess COVID's going to probably rank up there among the all time greatest or bad times that you've probably been there with the hospital, huh?
I think that was probably one of the biggest challenges for me. And just the work that we had to do at the hospital. And I don't know if people realize how hard it was for employees and how much we had to do to keep everything together and to be able to provide care for our patients, because there were a lot of patients that came through with mm-hmm. COVID and were sick, and some that passed away. And mm-hmm. we met every day as an incident command team for 2 years. Not every day, sorry. Every week we met in incident command for 2 years. And when we met, we would work on problem solving, the things that we had to do to keep providing good care during COVID. So that was a big job.
Did you ever think something like that would happen?
No. Never. We were just all, I don't know, there's not even a word for it.
Yeah, what was the, I'm sure for everybody it was a little chaotic when all this started to come around and it hit the hospital, and it's like, oh wow, we are going to have to deal with this now.
Yeah. The thing about working at the hospital, I don't know if you've ever noticed that, but we're really good at problem solving. Our team is great. And so incident command, like anything, like one time we had an airplane wreck, there was a train wreck. They come together and they're like really good at problem solving. And so that was amazing. And I love our team.
And of course, all the great hospital, doctors and nurses that mm-hmm. have come and gone. There's a lot of one are still here that started with you back in 1990. There's some people still here, or a lot of them moved on.
The ones I remember that had started right around then were like Dr. Klug and Dr. Sabusik and Dr. Phillips Ward. And so most of them are gone now. Mm-hmm. Dr. West has been here quite a long time, but we've had a lot of new ones come on in the meantime, but
What a great team. I mean, they're just not just the doctors and nurses, but everybody else you communicate in the cafeteria and everybody out front at the desk. I mean, there's so many people that make this place run, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, 330 employees, and yeah, it is just a great team.
And finally, Molly Smith is kind of taking over the reins. What you're going to be doing, you've kind of been, I'm sure, worked with her the last couple of months, haven't you?
Yes, we hired her the last day in July. Mm-hmm. And so she's been working several months here, and now she's completely taken it over, has the reins. I said when we were hiring someone to take my place, mm-hmm. I wanted someone who would do a better job than what I had done, you know, like improve it and go a step more above and beyond. And Molly's really going to do that. I think that one of the biggest changes lately is social media. And that's something that Molly's really good at. And she just started Instagram and Facebook. And gosh, there have just been so many changes since 1990 when I started.
Right.
And yeah, so Molly will be really good at that.
Just gets that information out just to more people quicker, and more is coming down the line. You know, more is going to be coming down the line.
Yes, and there have been a lot of changes in trying to get the message out, and that's what we want to do, you know, here at the hospital, let people know about our services and when they need care. But when I started, it was mostly newspaper and radio. Mm-hmm. And now there's streaming and social media, and it's so different and harder to get the message out because some people don't read the paper, right, or listen to mainline radio or watch mainline TV. And so how do you reach those people? And that's a big challenge. And she'll be really good at trying to problem solve that.
Well, I'm sure you're still going to follow what the community hospital is going to be doing in the future down the line. I mean, there's a lot of big projects still, I'm sure, that's going to be coming up in 2024 and beyond.
Yes, definitely. And I'll still be working with Karen and the group on the communities of excellence. I'm on one of the teams, the community team. Mm-hmm. And so I'll keep doing that too and volunteering in that way.
Good deal. Well, from all of us here at our radio stations, you know, dating back to Carrie Ferguson.
Yes.
You know, Carrie and Mike Creasel was a news director after Carrie. We've had a few others in there and myself. And thanks for everything. You really made it easy for us. That's for sure.
Thank you. And that's one of the things you want to do in marketing is have good relationships with your media personnel. And I felt like it's been wonderful to work with everyone in McCook and the surrounding area. And I will miss that.